Hello, and welcome to the Confident Sober Women podcast. I'm your guide, Shelby John. I'm the mother of three, wife to one, and sober since July 1st, 2002. As sober women, we have something huge in common. And when we share our lives and our stories with each other, we feel that sense of belonging and connection, so we know we are no longer alone. In this podcast, you will hear real life talk about building confidence and transforming your life beyond recovery. So come on, let's talk. For being here with me today, I wanted to come on and just keep it real. I had some other content planned for today, but I decided to just kind of bag it for today and shoot off the cuff completely just raw and real and just show up with you guys in the best way possible to share some thoughts that I've been having this week and some feelings probably. So just go with me. I don't have a script or any kind of bullet points planned. I'm literally just here to talk. So I don't know about you, but this year, I think we've all been talking about it, right? Everybody's talking about all the changes and the challenges of 2020, and I don't want to continue to beat a dead horse, but we're all living in it, and it's really real. So I know for me, especially now that this has lasted into the holiday season, which none of us expected this to go this long, you know, it's kind of feeling like a little heavy. I was thinking a lot this week about traditions and the meaning of traditions for me and why it feels so heavy, I guess. For me, traditions are really important. I don't know about you, everybody's a little bit different with that. And it really does mean a lot to me to have these kind of special things that we look forward to every year. I know my children were raised with lots of traditions, and so they look forward to it. They tell stories about things. They have lots of memories. There's a ton of pictures involved. You know, all the things. And for us, it's really become a big part of our family life and just who we are as people. And to me, I think traditions really equal love in a way. And so to have kind of some of these things just kind of picked off, you know, one by one, I feel a little bit like kind of just sad about it. It's been a little bit sad. And over the last 2 or 3 weeks, there's been several that have kind of been taken away from us and due to Corona. And yesterday, I think, was just the last straw for me. I just felt the sadness of it all, right? So first, our annual Christmas tree trip to our local nursery after Thanksgiving. We always go with my family, and then we have lunch after, and it's just a really nice event. But just due to the crowds and Corona and just being out of abundance of caution, we decided not to do that this year. And so that was really disappointing because it's a super fun day. We always get really great pictures. We have fun. It's a competition in our family, so there's always that. And it was kind of a loss. But, you know, we chose to pivot. We chose to figure out a different plan for our immediate family. And we went to a local place that also was contributing money towards one of my kids' private schools. So they were doing a fundraiser. So we were able to buy local and then also help out, you know, a cause, which was nice. So we really were able to, and the tree looks amazing. I don't know if you saw the picture I posted. I think it was last week. The tree looks amazing. It fits beautifully in the spot. It's perfectly fine. And we made our own new little tradition, right? So we kind of worked through that one. And then last week, we always have an annual event with my two aunts where we go do something fun, where we've done, you know, the Santa trains when they were little. We've done Hershey Park. We've done different plays up in Lancaster. You know, all kinds of, we've been to Amish farms, all kinds of really fun things every year. And this year, just due to the Corona caution, right, and the lack of the ability to be inside and be in large crowds, we had to cancel that. And again, it felt like a little hit, you know, and it's not the end of the world, of course. You know, we're all going to move on and we're all fine and we're safe and we're healthy, but it hurts my heart a little bit. It's definitely just sort of a reminder of where we are right now and what's been going on. And then lastly, yesterday, my brother and his wife announced that they are not going to be coming for Christmas. And they live in Atlanta. I don't see him very often. And I know, you know, for our whole family and especially my parents, you know, it's a big loss. And, you know, I had my little cry yesterday. I kind of just let it all out. I allowed myself to feel the feelings, which is really important. We need to do that. We need to be able to feel them and acknowledge them and just own it and say, you know, I feel sad about this and or I'm frustrated. And then have a cry if we need to, or go punch the pillow, or, you know, go for a run or whatever we need to do. And then we need to figure out how we're going to pivot. Because the magic of our own internal joy, that internal peace and serenity that I call joy, that okay with ourselves no matter what's going on, really comes from how we take those challenges of life and pivot, right? How we make the lemonade out of lemons, how we take those things and just transform it into something else and find the silver linings. So that is where the joy comes from. Joy comes in the pivot. It comes from looking for opportunities for us to make a new tradition out of these, you know, quote unquote losses, right? It comes from us looking for new ways to connect with friends and family, looking for new things to cook. So yes, I'm very sad. And all of us were disappointed that they're not coming for Christmas because they don't come at Thanksgiving, so we don't get to see them. So in light of that, our family is going to be having a different meal at Christmas, which is so fun, right? Because it gives us all the opportunity to sort of chime in and talk about what we might like to have instead of our traditional meal on Christmas Eve. And so this morning, the family was kind of bantering back and forth over email as we were talking about what might be nice to have, what everybody can bring. And it started to really light me up a little bit because it was exciting. It was exciting to think about, okay, now we're going to get to have all these new fun foods and we're going to kind of chow down all day. And the reason is because my brother and his wife can't come, so we're not going to be making the traditional meal, which they really enjoy during that time of year because they don't come at Thanksgiving. So out of that kind of disappointment and sadness is really evolving or pivoting into a whole new tradition. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know if this is going to take off and then next year we're going to keep the tradition of the meal that we create this year, or if we're going to go back. I don't know. All we can know is what's going to happen this year. And this year we all are really excited about kind of new food, right? So this is a pivot that was unexpected, but actually I think it's going to be kind of welcoming. It's going to be kind of fun to see what we plan as a family out of this sort of disappointment. So I think the revelation I've had this week and over the last couple of weeks is all of these things have been sort of picked off, right, out of our life. They've just been like plucked away. You know, here's another one. Okay, here goes another tradition. Is that concept around focusing on the pivot, right? I've said that word a million times. It's making me think of the Friends episode with Ross, right? The pivot. And that's kind of what it's like. You know, it's having us, or it's us having the opportunity to shift into something new or different because of the circumstances that are going on right now. And often that can look like a lot of really positive things. There are many silver linings that have come out of Corona so far, and you just have to take some time to look at them. And of course, those days are going to come when you're feeling just a little down, or you're feeling the loss, you're feeling the heaviness of the emotion that's come up all year long. But we can look for those silver linings and embrace them and then use them as a launching pad to build more positivity around, especially this season of life. So I don't know what that looks like for you. Maybe you have some special traditions that have changed over the course of this year or especially in this season. I'd love for you to leave them below, like let me know in the comments below. What has changed for you and your family? What are you doing differently that you can't do because of Corona? What's been good about that? I'd really love to hear that from you. What has been good about the changes that you've been making due to all things 2020? sometimes we might have to dig deep for those, right? Because the big feelings kind of overwhelm us and come in and like kind of take our joy. They steal that away and kind of suck us into that feeling of sadness and depression and just despair. But for most of us sober women, you know, we've known really hard times before. If you've been in active addiction for any length of time, you didn't get through that with all of this, you know, happiness and serenity and joy. You got through that with a lot of pain and suffering, right? Most of the people that I know that have gotten sober, they didn't live in active addiction with a whole lot of, you know, pleasantness. They were really suffering. And so when we as sober women have come through that, we know the pain and the challenge of active addiction. We know the challenge of getting sober. We know that that's probably one of the hardest things we have or ever will do, getting and staying sober. So as sober women, we know we can do hard things. We already know that we can pivot from a lifestyle or a situation that's extremely harmful and detrimental to our health and our serenity into something much more beautiful and sustainable. So I feel like for us, this is something that we've already done. And if you can take a moment to just remember that while we're in the midst of everything that's going on this holiday season in 2020, it'll help put even more perspective on the change in ways this year than we've even had before. Because you've already done really hard things. So it is possible. It's not only possible, it's probable, right? You've done hard things, so you can certainly do hard things again. And you've been in sticky situations, even in sobriety, where you've had to pivot and make a change. How many times for you have you had to deal with life on life's terms as a sober woman that's been really challenging, that has nothing to do with 2020, right? I can think of several times in my life where I've already had to deal with really difficult things. If you have children, you for sure have been dealing with difficult things throughout that parenting cycle. So this is not a concept that's new to us. I think it's just right in our face because everybody's dealing with it all at the same time. It's all anybody's talking about, and it feels a lot heavier than maybe other situations we've gone through in the past. So if traditions are important to you, if you and your family enjoy kind of some of the things that I've referenced already, and they're now changing, how can you pivot into something beautiful? So kind of use the comparison of coming out of the deepest, darkest pits of active addiction and into a space that's filled with love and light and joy. How can you take this season right now and transform it into something beautiful? I would encourage you to really dig deep on this and even ask the people that are important to you. Maybe if you have a spouse or your children, get them involved. A friend of mine was sharing that she had everybody write down what they were grateful for each person in the family, and they shared them at Thanksgiving. I thought that was a beautiful idea, and what an amazing opportunity for things to come out that might have gone on during this difficult year that maybe you wouldn't have even known that person was thinking about unless you did this activity. So it's a great opportunity to share what has gone really well or what's been good about the situation. Maybe you've gained more time together as a family. Maybe you've had the opportunity to start a new business, or read more books, or sleep more. That's been one of my favorites, or it was in the beginning of Corona. We were getting a lot more sleep than we were previously. You know, maybe you've been cooking more, or you found new friendships because you're walking in the neighborhood, or whatever it is. But there's bound to be some positives that are going on in your life right now, in the midst of this pandemic, and also in the midst of your own recovery as a sober woman. So I'm challenging you today to really take that opportunity to look for those. Take a quick inventory, a gratitude inventory, if you will. Make a list, write it down, and just notice those things. Look at the list. See how it makes you feel. See how your energy shifts from that negativity into positivity when you start listing out those things that are good about right now. It's a simple exercise because most of the stuff we do in recovery work or emotional sobriety building is simple, right? Now, a lot of it is not easy, but it is very simple. And so this simple task of noticing what's been good about 2020 for you, what's been good or what have you been able to enjoy or how have you pivoted into a situation that you weren't expecting and has turned out to be pretty cool or fun or just fresh or relaxing. So take some time, you know, today, tomorrow, over the next couple days as we are in this sort of season of reflection, and just ask yourself that question and write it down. If you want to share it, leave it in the comments below. Shoot me an email or a DM. Either way, I would love it. Because sometimes we need to hear from our community, because connection and community in sobriety is one of the top factors for success in my view. So we need to hear from the other women that we're walking alongside how they're doing it. You know, how are you dealing with the loss and the sadness of traditions during this holiday season? I just shared with you how we're doing it. You know, we went to a different Christmas tree place. It wasn't the same, but you know, we were smiling and we found the perfect Christmas tree for our home. You know, we are now having a new meal on Christmas Eve that's going to be super fun and delicious. So we're all participating in that. I don't know what other fun things are going to come up. Maybe there's going to be some new traditions that I haven't even discovered yet that are going to come out of just extra time together, you know, because we're not running around to swim meets or, you know, some kind of tournament during this holiday season. Instead, we're a little bit more at home or kind of hanging out in our community. So just remember, I think the message that I'm trying to share, I really want you guys to get, is it's not these challenges that define us. It's not the tragedies, the losses, the despair. It's not that. It is what we do with it. It is how we pivot and what we do with those things that come in front of us and make it good. It's what we do to find that internal peace and serenity with those challenges that define us. That is the defining stuff. That's the good stuff, the heart of the matter, not the despair. Now, of course, I'm telling you, please allow yourself the space to feel your feelings. Allow yourself to cry if you need to. Allow yourself to sleep if you need to, of course. But also allow yourself to shift using that gratitude inventory and to shift into the space where you can use the stuff that's gone on for good. Because it is possible. Most of us have examples of it in our own families. If you don't, I would encourage you to get into my Confidence Over Women group and look for other examples. Listen to what the women are saying. Read the comments. See how they're pivoting in their lives. I'm going to continue to share about this with my own life because I think it's just that important. And I do want to hear from you, and I want us to talk about it, because maybe the lady next door in your recovery community really needs to hear you talk about how you pivoted during this season and dealt with all the loss. You know, maybe some woman that you've seen at a meeting really needs a phone call from you and a coffee date so that you guys can chat about how to create new traditions and have joy in the season. There are so many of us out there that have so much on our minds and on our hearts. So that's why community is incredibly important. So get together in my group, in the Confidence Over Women group, and just enjoy fellowship with another sober woman. Ask a question. How can I be supportive to you today? You know, what do you need? And that's the questions I'm asking you. How can I be supportive to you today? If you're having a down day and you're really struggling with coming up with that gratitude list, you know, maybe that's the day when you really need to reach out. You really need to connect with somebody else of like mind who can help bring the silver lining into your life. So our challenge is, let's make the pivot. Let's not sit in despair with all the loss and disappointment this year. Let's make the pivot and enjoy this holiday season in 2020, whatever comes, and find new ways to create traditions. because traditions, in my view, like I said earlier, equal love. And I love and enjoy having that thing to count on every year. But that doesn't mean that when challenging times come up, that we can't shift into a different way of looking at it. We can't shift into a new tradition. So I hope this has been enlightening and helpful. I just wanted to come in and just be real and honest, because I've definitely been having a lot of those big feelings this week, and just share with you that it's, no one is immune to this. You know, we all have moments where we are feeling weak or strong, or where we need a little bit more comfort or support. And at this time of year, I think most of us have a lot of that already. So let me know how you're going to create new traditions. Make sure you let me know also how the gratitude inventory is going. And I will look forward to hearing from all of you. See you next time. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of Confident Sober Women. If you enjoyed this conversation, hit the subscribe button above so you won't miss any upcoming episodes. And hey, if you really loved it, leave me a review. You can learn more about the Sober Freedom Inner Circle membership at www.shelbyjohncoaching.com/innercircle. See you next time.